the barrier and missed it by 10 lengths the last start he had. And a couple of other runs, he's missed the kick. But he jumped all right at the trial, and he's a horse with a big future for Gary Fraser. Bettina Slubs to Leeds, won three races here. It'll be hard to run down. Two Cadone and number seven, Nick on the run. 5-3-2-7.
And the last today at Newcastle, number 10, Sellers, the favourite at this stage at 4.40. Ready Cat Go, number 2, at 5.50, along with 7 Spanish Dream and 9 Brian's Babe. So it's an open market at this stage, Gary.
Very open racing. Leave a chance. I'll settle on Ready Cat Go. Well, first up, it only run 7th the other day at Gosford. I've been 3.5 lengths, but it got held up early in the straight. When it got clear for 200, it made the line okay without being startling. You go back to last prep, good third to Resin, only beat, well, it was beat 3 lengths that day at Gosford, but Resin's gone on to much bigger things. Won a race at Kembla, placed at Kembla. Goes okay. And the big thing is it's got to get a good run for Barrier 1, the Chad Lever and David Titer. Two on top, 4 a lit rate, class horse to the race, first up of the quiet trial, she'll run well for the 1 barrier. 7 barrier. Number 9, third pick, Brian's Babe, going well in weaker company. And 10 Keller for Kim War. Expect an improvement. 2, 4, 9 and 10.
All right. You were pretty keen about race 7, number 5, Playard.
Playard, mate. Yep, for Gary Fraser. Race 7, number 5, my best bet.
All right, mate, we'll stay in touch through the day. 12.46. You enjoy all the luncheon and the racing there today.
Yeah, great day. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley. He'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at this time to preview Wyong Racing. And tomorrow at Kickstart, the Sky Racing Provincial Spring Series, a new $400,000 race series that starts at Wyong tomorrow, then goes to Kembla, Hawkesbury, Newcastle and Gosford, and Kembla Grange will stage the final on Saturday, December 1. So, as I say, this time tomorrow, Gary Harley will be joining us to look at Wyong. After the break, we're going to bring you up to date with all the weather, Sydney and Melbourne, with Tim Bailey. We'll get to Paul Joyce's tips. Don't forget, at 10.40 this morning, we'll have a full preview of the inaugural $1 million chase that's coming up at Wentworth Park tonight at 8.40. So, a preview of that in around 40 minutes.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By DeBortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
New season, new styles. Enjoy Oz Design Furniture's extended 20 to 50% off sale. Hurry, 20 to 50% off. Must end Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au. At Miller's Point, a car breakdown on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. He's approaching the southern pylons and lane one is suffering. Granville and a three-car accident on Parramatta Road just past Woodville Road. And at South Wentworthville, Cumberland Highway and Old Prospect Road, lights are flashing yellow. The David Jones mid-season sale continues. Save up to 40%. On home, including Esteel, Samsonite, KitchenAid and DeLonghi. T's and C's apply. Go in-store or online to shop the sale. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
It's here, today at Wentworth Park. Greyhound Racing New South Wales bring you the $1 million chase, the world's richest greyhound event. Jam-packed with fun, food and entertainment. Tickets are just $20 and net proceeds from the event will go to the Greyhounders Pets Adoption Program. Plus, you could win a brand new Hyundai i30. So grab your mates and get down to Wentworth Park today for the $1 million chase. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. Get your tickets online at milliondollarchase.com.au or at the gate. Terms and conditions apply.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Stratum Star, a dual Group 1 winner from coast to coast.
Stratum Star's hit the front, he's won it.
You see him in the yard, he's a beautiful horse, and he's tough, he's sound, he's got everything you want in a race horse, so I'm sure he'll make a great stand.
But Stratum Star on the back up, he's too good.
He's just got the best attitude, he's really the perfect horse, really.
Stratum Star, by a Golden Slipper winner and champion sire of two-year-olds. Standing at tremendous value this season for $11,000, including GST. Visit Witham.com.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Caulfield Cup Day, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Caulfield and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this Caulfield Cup Day? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third in races 1 to 6 at Randwick and Caulfield today.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Moments away on Racing HQ as Paul Joyce to go through every thought of his for the nine-race card. Tim Bailey joins us, though, from Network 10. And, Tim, glorious weather. While in Melbourne, they're getting more rain than what they thought they'd get.
Caulfield Cup Day 2018. Where did the year go, Ben? Where did that year go? Jeez, it's a brilliant time of the year, though, eh? To be up and about. Fantastic. You're dead right, mate. You know stuff. Demarcation, you stick to the racing, I'll stick to the clouds. The spotlight, mate, firmly to the south. Caulfield Cup Day 2018. Yep, it's Cup Carnival time. Dodgy weather early. It's leaking cloud time down there right now. As you say, mate, showers sweeping across the place. They're getting more than they bargained for. It looks like, though, the good news there is it will clear for the big race. The official forecast, 70% chance of 1 to 5 millimetres. Did I say 70% chance? You can almost book that in for 100% chance. A subtly 25 kilometres an hour, but the good news is it should clear. It should clear for the Caulfield Cup. Now, Pat's Day at Randwick, tricky day, isn't it? And we might just dodge the weather bullet. No doubt the rain is coming in Sydney, but thankfully the worst of it looks to be after the races. Storms and 20 to 40 millimetre of rain building from about 2 to 3pm in the harbour city. The intense stuff later tonight. Randwick, a humid 27 degrees with light wind. But it is all about the Caulfield Cup, big fella, isn't it? The weatherman's yep. wager. Timmy's tips, Bailey's best today. You won't have to wait. We're straight out of the gate. What about Caulfield? Race 1, number 3, Uwasi, Pete and Paul Snowden. Now, look, they booked Mr. Weir's man D Lane on this horse. Nice bit of planning that. She's Group 1 back to her grade. $6. Thank you, sir. We'll have some of that. We'll take the $6. And Caulfield Race 2. We're starting early, Ben. I love it. Number 4, Rainier. A cert nutted last time. A chicken dinner, a winner this time. And, Ben, I'm interested to know your thoughts. Where are you leaning in the Caulfield Cup?
I'm going best solution, the Godolphin horse. It's got the top weight for a reason. It's in red-hot form, and seeing it yesterday down at Werribee and things like that, I've backed it each way. Best solution in the cup.
Well, you know more about the form in this race than Carl Krusianiski. I know that for a fact, mate. I'm with King's Will Dream. I really do like the favourite. I think Mr. Weir's going to have a big say in today's day down there. Let's hope it stops raining. And can I just say a big hello to the world-famous front row at the Narrabeen RSL, the friendliest little club in the peninsula. Bruce Tosh, the roll-on deodorant head, and Bernie, punting pathetically since 1982. Thanks for having me on, Ben. Big day, Caulfield Cup Day. The carnival starts, mate. Great time to be alive.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Bailey joining us there from Network 10 and joining us to help us through City Tattersall's Club Cup Day out at Randwick under this beautiful weather. Paul Joyce. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. And Everest is over for another year, but we're on to a good meeting here, Tats Day. Obviously a soft 7. Weather up in the air late this afternoon, but at least we'll get stuck into it early, and it looks a terrific betting card.
Yeah, it does, and we're on a soft 7. We'll see if we get some improvement to that. Andrew Hurley from Tab, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Joycey. And Tim Bailey, what a character. I tell you what, he patronises that RSL well. I happen happened to bump into him last Saturday night. Terrific.
I was going to say, sounds like you do as well. But that time for another moment. We might have to do a chin wag with you and Tim about your moments. All right, give us your markets here in the first, because we had the favourite come out this morning, Covert Ops.
Yeah, it comes out and the deductions there 26/19, so they're fairly significant. Absolute Control 11/12, 370/380 for By Vuwak. We've got Sedona 650/6, back to 650, 320/310. Time to Rain, Varsity 23 is no change, and Evening Slippers at 290. Very compressed market here, as you can see, for the opener.
Well, does the Gay and Adrian two-year-old take it up, Paul, with the scratching of the toppy?
I think she will. She's got that plenty of early speed we saw at the trial, although Time to Rain's got plenty of pace himself, and he's drawn one gate inside Evening Slippers. So those two will definitely pair off and put the speed on. Sedona, also another one with a bit of speed, the Bell Esprit colt for the Snowdens. So they'll get along here in the first, but it is only 1,000 metres, so they won't be wanting to spot these leaders too much start. I've gone 6, 3, 8, and 5, 6 Time to Rain on top. I know he's the pedigree, you sort of fall into these horses, but from what I saw at his trial on a heavy track, he just did everything you want to see for a young horse. He had that early pace, he found the front, he dropped his head and relaxed, which I love to see, and then when he was asked to quicken in the straight by Benny Mellum, he just put a couple of big strides in and put them to bed very quickly and cruised through the line. So I think he's the real deal. I'd love to see him really go on with the job. It'd be a great story. And I'm tipping him here, number 6 Time to Rain, to beat the 3 By Vuwak. He came through the same trial, actually, and he was ridden very quietly. He just came across heels late, and his best work was actually after the line. So he'll be one that's rocketing home late here. The 8 Evening Slippers, this $1.8 million schnitzel filly, she did everything asked of in the trial. She was ridden out, she was pushed along right to the line, and she won by 3 lengths. I just don't know if there's any improvement on what we saw in that trial, and that's the little niggle with her if you're taking the short price. And our number 5, Sedona, well, I think he can improve off his trial. He ran second behind Zushak. Disruptor ran third in that trial, and I just thought he knocked up late fitness-wise, so he could have definitely come on from that trial. Interesting race to kick us off. I'm going 6, 3, 8, and 5.
Righto, to race 2 here over the mile. Hurls, obviously only a small field of 5.
Yeah, and Quackerjack, 480/440, 390 out to 424, California Concord. Orsians, a $4.40 chance, $7, Lucky Helmet. And the favourite, Ulasaba, opened at 290 this morning, just creeps in 10 cents to 280.
Pace-wise, small field.
Look, most people have got Ulasaba leading, as he did to win his maiden last start. I think Quackerjack will definitely go forward and sit outside him, and that's going off his last trial. He has had a trial since running fourth in the Dulcify, and he showed good speed in that trial. He relaxed in front on the heavy, and even though he finished third in that trial behind Poetic Charmer and Kemantari, he wasn't pushed out at any stage. So I think Quackerjack can go forward here, and I think Class can carry him a long way. I'm going 1, 5, 2, and 4. I just think his form's better than these. The opposition are coming out of either provincial maidens or class ones, or seeing at least coming through a city maiden. But I think Quackerjack's fourth in the Dulcify has got these covered. And if he gets a soft run up on the speed, even with the 58 kilos, I think he'll be too good for them today. So number 1, Quackerjack on top of the 5, Ulasaba. He gapped them in that maiden win. I just question what he beat. The favourite in that race, Jarhead, hung out badly in the run, so may have flattered Ulasaba just a touch. The 2, California Concord, well, he's won his last 2 starts on good tracks. Obviously, the drying conditions suit him. And number 4, Lucky Helmet, well, she's come good at her last 2 as well, and she won her last start on a soft 7. That was a provincial class 2 race. But I really can't line any of these up anywhere near Quackerjack, so I'm 1, 5, 2 and 4.
Could be in for a good day. Of course, he's got Graceful Glamour, Mark Unum, down in Melbourne today in the Ethereal. To the third race at Randwick today, Andrew, this is this week's Tab Highway, which is a Class 3 over the 1,100.
Yeah, activity really only around a couple of horses here, Andrew. Lifesaver 6/7. We go down to the favourite, Burning Crown. It's 2.15 into $1.90. So it's pretty short now. Doctor on Ice 7.50/8. Down the bottom, Handle the Truth 5.50. No change, but well supported here. Burning Crown 2.15 into $1.90.
Yeah, it was interesting talking with Sue Grills this morning, Paul, on Burning Crown. They'd like to ride the horse patiently today.
Yeah, well, it worked out so well that Scone last start, when he was a bit slow out, and we got to see a different side of him that we hadn't seen at his trials or his first start. So I think going forward, if he can settle in behind horses and finish off, you know, they've got a smart one on their hands, and he could be really, really smart. I've got him winning this, 7, 15, 14 and 5. Everything he's done, he's just got this X factor about him that says, yes, he's a genuine real deal, one of the better country horses coming through the grades. And, you know, the sky's the limit with him. He needs to come out and win this today, obviously. He's got a lovely gate, Greg Ryan riding light. And, look, he's just going to need a touch of luck if they do get him behind horses, which you always need in these highways. And if he gets it, I think the crowd will be, you know, excited to see this bloke do what he can do in such an early part of the meeting. Number 15, Handle the Truth. He's definitely a worthy rival. It was a strong win on a heavy track at Rosehill last time to take out that highway. He's been freshened. He's got a tricky draw. But he'll definitely make this favourite work for its victory, as will the 14, Doctor on Ice. This was a lovely trial on the Gold Coast on a soft track. Matty Dunn trains, barrier one, and has run in a highway before, finishing fourth at only his third race start. So there's some genuine dangers in this race for the favourite. And I think number 5, The Lion, if you want to go wide and take something in the Quinella or Trifecta, this horse is flying under the radar because he did win a race at Randwick on a heavy 9 track, only to have it taken off him with an irregularity down the track. So he could be one that surprises. I liked his trial at Tamworth coming into this. 7, 15, 14 and 5 in the highway.
Yeah, while he was disqualified, we know that he got through the ground.
That's right, and he didn't just get through it, he swum through it. That was a genuine heavy that day at Randwick as well, so we're comparing apples with apples there.
All right, that's number 5. So 7, 15, 14 and 5 in the Tab Highway. City Tattlesall's Club Cup is the first of the features today, Hurls.
Yeah, and the 10-year-old Destiny's Kiss is a $9.50 chance after opening up at 9 this morning. Big Blue, $6.50, no change. And, of course, on the quick backup there, Invictus Prince, 5 into $4.60. Hybrid's your favourite, 2 to $2.15. Exoteric, 7 to $6.50. $10, no change. A Cosmologist, and then pretty rough there in the market, numbers 8, 9 and 10. But the favourite, Highbridge, $2 out to $2.20 now.
$2.20, so he has drifted a little bit this morning.
Yeah, yeah. That's, well, that $2.15 has just gone to $2.20 in the space of 20 seconds.
Okay, it was $2 when we previewed you earlier with Glenn. Who takes it up here, Paul?
Look, I think Big Blue will take it up again, as he did last week to win the St. Ledger, but you've got Cosmologist, who generally likes to lead, although they are jumping out to the 2400 here. And Social Element, another one who can lead, but he just takes a while usually to get into gear. So I think Big Blue can find that front spot, and then if something really wants to take him on, I suppose the option then will be to take a sit. I struggled with this race with these top 3 and 4 horses. I've ended up 2-4-3-1. I thought Big Blue at 6.50. Looked a good value play in the race. To win a St. Ledger 1 week, back up in a City Tats Cup the next on similar conditions, you know he's going to run a big race. He's coming here with winning form. I know some of it's hurdle form, but if you go off last week's win, he's got to be right in the mix here, and you know he'll be the one out in front making his own luck, and the others will have to be good enough to get past him. So I thought at 6.50 I was leaning towards Big Blue, but obviously Highbridge the favourite. Fourth in a Metrop, you know, he should probably be too good for them on the strength of that. We just haven't had a real good guide yet from the Metrop as to how strong the race was. I know there were a few question marks going into that. There were no Group 1 winners in the race, etc. But, you know, from what we've seen of Highbridge since he's come out here, he is very, very good. Number 3, Invictus Prince. Well, this is another one on the quick backup. He didn't have much luck in the Craven Plate, and that was a strong field. He was doing his best work late. He's got 2,400-metre form overseas, so you've got to respect him. And then Destiny's Kiss, you just can't leave him out at 9.50. He's a 2,400-metre Randwick specialist, and the conditions today are pretty much exactly what he likes. Not too heavy, but definitely in that soft range. So I've gone 2, 4, 3 and 1. But look, I wouldn't be thinking Destiny's Kiss couldn't win the race today, boys.
Yep, understand your thoughts there. And we should mention, Hurls, these first 6 races at Randwick, as well as the first 6 at Caulfield, if your horse does run second, there is that bonus bet offer.
Are you looking over my shoulder? Because I just literally wrote that down.
No, I'm a mind reader, mate. I'm a mind reader. The only person I can't read is the wife.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Races 1 to 6, and that includes Caulfield today also. All right, so we move to race number 5 on the card, Andrew. And this is interesting at this stage. Abdon's a $6.50 chance, horse number 2, after opening up at $7 this morning. Etymology is $7, no change. We go down to All Too Soon. It's rock solid at $4.60. Getting out live and free, $6 to $7.50. Arrangement, been support this morning, 9 into 8, 12 to 10, smart as you think. And down the bottom, Merivee, it's your favourite. Opened at $4.20, got to $4 this morning. It's back to that $4.20 quote.
How's the pace for the mile?
Yeah, there's not a lot here. Embley will lead, and Arraignment will come across and sit outside, and that's it. All Too Soon perhaps sits third, but the rest of them tend to get back in their races. And so unless something races sort of away from its usual pattern, I think there'll be an edge to the on-pacers. And that's leading me to tip number 8, Arraignment, each way, 8, 5, 2 and 6. I'm quite keen on him running a very big race here today. He's coming off two thirds, one at Rose Hill, one at Randwick, both on soft and heavy. He's been steadily improving with every run since Joe Pride's got hold of him from New Zealand. And I just see with that lightweight up on the speed sitting outside Embley, who I think will give up fairly quickly, that'll leave Arraignment a couple of lengths clear of this field. And if he's got a full head of steam, I think they'll struggle to get past him. So number 8, Arraignment, each way at around that $8 mark to beat the 5 All Too Soon. She loves these soft tracks. 3 wins from 7 starts in soft, and she's coming through an angst stake, so she's got great form leading into this. The 2 Abdon come through the same form line as Arraignment. They split the line together their last start, and there's a very slight weight advantage to Arraignment this time, so I think the market maybe has that a little bit out of shape. And the 6 Live and Free, Hurls just said there hasn't been much early money for him, but keep an eye on that, because he's a horse that if the money comes, you'd want to be throwing him in everything, because last prep, of course, he rocketed through the grades and was sent out hard in the market in a Queensland Derby. So I've gone 8, 5, 2 and 6. Pretty keen on Arraignment to run a cheeky race.
All right, something each way there. We get to the features now. What about race 6 with these scratchings this morning?
Yeah, and this kick-starts the quaddy and projected $100,000 quaddy pool this afternoon here. Yeah, so Jonker comes out, 8x8, Ronstar 9x9. There's your deductions there. All right, $8.50 chance is F Troop, opened up at 8 this morning, 13 to 16, Legend of Condor. Roosevelt, your favourite, 250 into 240. Every man and his dog's been tipping me that this week. $10, no change to the tenor, 250 to 260 for Diplomat. So just 20 cents separating numbers 7 and 9. 9 to 10 for Mansa Musa, 15 rounds, 21 into 17.
The interesting thing here is Diplomatico going underground like today, Paul, rather with Roosevelt having won on the surface.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew, and that's tipped me in Roosevelt's favour here. Speed in the race, Diplomatico will go forward, the tenor will press on, Mansa Musa will kick up, and you've also got F Troop in the race. So good speed, obviously a fair bit of it's come out with the scratchings of Jonker and Ronstar Pakiri, but still enough pace, and I think Roosevelt from that barrier gets the gun run just in behind them. I've gone 7, 9, 8, 11, Roosevelt on top, and obviously with a forecast of rain coming sometime this afternoon, if it happens to arrive just before this race, so you want to be tripling your bet on Roosevelt, because as Andrew just told us, he's won on a heavy 10. He didn't just win, he trounced his rivals. They were older rivals as well, so he's back to his own age group here. And the only other time we saw him on a soft track was when he won on debut at Warwick Farm in a strong little race. So I think he's very well placed under these conditions, gets the right run and should win. But Diplomatico's a real danger. Obviously, his last start win on the Kenzo was terrific. He was a $1.7 million buy. He's a Schnitzel colt. They'll want to keep winning races with him to increase his overall value at the end of his racing career. So these two horses are in for a great clash this afternoon. Number 8, the Tenor. I don't think he's out of it either. He won on a soft 7 at Gosford last start. Impressively, he's never missed a top 3 finish. And he's from the very informed Chris Lee stable. So there, your top 3. And Ronnie Duffy's horse, number 11, 15 rounds. He gave it a bit of a push there on form line on Thursday night with the blinkers going on. So that's enough to sneak him into my fourth spot. 7, 9, 8 and 11.
Righto, to the Nivison we go. A $160,000 race for the mares today.
This is a really good race, Andrew. The favourite is Pecans at $5, but it's wide open. Egyptian Symbol, $11 chance after opening up at 10 this morning. 460 to 5 for your favourite, Pecans. X-Time, very solid at that $5.50 quote. Then go down to Epidemic, number 5. It's 11 to 12. Perizzata, horse number 14, 14 to 13, back to 14. And good support this morning for the Bjorn Baker trained Test the World. Opened at 10, it's into $7. Also support for Resin, 750 into 6, 650 to 750 for a Dyslexic, 13 to 14, back to 13 for Warranty. Probably the most healthiest betting race of the day thus far, Andrew. Pecan, currently the favourite at $5. Wouldn't be surprised if that market shuffles around. We could even have dual favourites come start time.
Can you give us a price for El Manzora, number 12, only because James gave it a good mention this morning?
I certainly can, but it's drifted, 14 out to 23.
Okay, 23 on.
And it actually opened up at 8.50, so it's been friendless.
It's been a drifter. Mm. All right, Egyptian Symbol gets the blinkers here, Paul.
Yeah, it does, which is interesting from a speed map perspective because Bjorn Baker's two runners now are the only two you can really map going forward, which would be Test the World, who most have got leading. I've got her leading, but Egyptian Symbol with the blinkers on, she just might overrace a touch, so I'm not sure if they'll be able to restrain her in behind the speed or whether they'll just have to let her go and she takes up the running. But either way, Bjorn Baker's pair look as though they settle 1-2. Pecans, I don't think she'll be far off them from barrier one, especially given that early wave of support for her. I've gone 9-3-2-5. I agree with Hurl's the most open race of the day. Resin on top. She's fit. She's in form. She's handling the conditions beautifully at this time of year. She's 2-from-2 on soft tracks, and she was heavily backed and made a mess of her rivals last start at Rose Hill. So I'm with Resin at the $6, just in front of number 3, X-Stein. The drying track, if the rain comes, it won't matter. She handles everything. Whether or not the 1400 back to 12 is ideal, that's the little niggle I've got with her. She might just be closing off late, and obviously her target is a couple of weeks' time in the Mire down at Flemington over a mile. So just watch for her charging home. The two Pecans, trial form so-so, but her first up stats say yes. Six starts, she's hit the Quinella 5 times. She's got barrier one, the money's come for her. And number 5, Epidemic, I just caught an eye in the trial there since the first up flop at Caulfield, and she went super in a trial at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. So if there's a bit of late money for Epidemic, you'd want to be having her in everything as well. 9-3-2-5 in the Nivison.
Yeah, the James Cummings interview, it's on podcast at skysportsradio.com.au, but in the interview he was keen to talk about Epidemic and El Manzora, and he sort of skimmed over Resin, so it was interesting just listening to him this morning. Race 8, the second last at Randwick, Andrew?
Yeah, race 8 on the card, gets underway at 4.55 this afternoon, the Club New South Wales handicap, and pretty wide open. Well, it's $3 for Maximus, the favourite, but market suggesting there's plenty of chances. First Hand, $6.50, no change. Crafty Cop, $7, no change. Marsupial, $4.40 to $4.60. New Universe, out half a point from $6.50 to $7. $3.10 into $3. Maximus makes it favourite. Passage of Time, $15, no change. $17 into $16, Top Striker. Isorich, $19, no change. At $12 for Noble Joey. So as I said, Maximus at $3, but there's a stack of them given some sort of chance here in the 8th.
Who takes it up here, Paul?
Well, one of three. Crafty Cop, most likely, but I think Isa Rich and Noble Joey will definitely push forward. So there you three on paces, and that should put a bit of speed into the race. I've gone 6-8-10-2. Six on top, Maximus. He's got the gun barrier one. The Snowdens have him flying at the moment, and he handles all conditions. So it doesn't really matter what happens with the weather today. His heavy eight run two starts back behind Soothing would have him win this, and then he trounced them on a good track last start. So Maximus ticks all the boxes. Number 8, Top Striker at $16. I think he's over the odds. A good last start, fourth behind Soothing and Maximus, yet there's such a big discrepancy in the market here, so I can't quite work that out. He's a genuine soft tracker, this horse, number 8. The 10, Noble Joey, another soft track specialist who's backing up from the 1,000-metre race last Saturday, where he didn't have a lot of luck in the run. With 52 kilos, he'll be there for a long way. And number 2, First Hand, loves soft tracks, tackles this race second up over his pet distance of 1,200. No surprise he's well in the market. 6-8-10-2 in the 8th.
And the day wraps up here over the 1,400 metres. Hurls, what's happening with Tab Fixed Odds?
Yeah, favourite in a really wide open affair to close proceedings at Randwick this afternoon is Don't Give a Damn at $4. It opened up at 390 this morning. Right or Wrong's been 5 into 460. Just a little bit of support for Green Sweet at a big price, 51 into 41. And we go down to Conarchi, number 10, 750, no change. Bo Guest, no change from $6. And down the bottom there, Mahalanga, or Halanga, 480 to $5. Bit of a head scratcher at this stage for punters in the last.
They're saying the showers will arrive after it, and that's probably crucial with Don't Give a Damn here.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. I mean, beware. If the rain comes early and the track's downgraded, Danny Williams is likely to scratch him because we knew he didn't want to run on a heavy track today. He'll go forward. The only other on-pace runner is Kanachi, who's drawn out. So I think Don't Give a Damn and Kanachi pair off in front, and they should be able to control the tempo somewhat. I've gone 10, 5, 15 and 4. I'm happy with Kanachi each way. He's an underrated horse. He's in career best form. He won on a good track.